Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court's three liberal justices are ripping the conservative majority's ruling in the Trump immunity case, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sonia Sotomayor shook her head, gritted her teeth, and strongly pronounced each word. Reading her dissent aloud from the bench, she called the decision utterly indefensible, one that effectively creates a law-free zone around the president, whom she says is now a king above the law. In a dissent joined by Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sotomayor wrote, "Ironic, isn't it? The man in charge of enforcing the laws can now just break them." Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Pentagon official won't say whether U.S. military bases in the Middle East, Africa, or the Indo-Pacific are at increased force protection levels similar to bases in Europe. The U.S. military has raised the security protection measures it's taking at bases throughout Europe, asking service members to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile due to a combination of threats across the region. Two U.S. officials speaking on Monday on the condition of anonymity said increasing the threat level to the second highest of five levels is the result of a combination of events across Europe, including elections and the Olympics. Hurricane Beryl strengthened as it churned toward the Caribbean's Windward Islands on Monday, according to officials, threatening devastating flooding and storm surges as life-threatening high winds picked up speed. People in a broad swath of the Eastern Caribbean boarded up shops, stocked up on food, and filled their cars with fuel as the storm approached.